2016年，罗素彼得森同佢嘅太太埃拉莎投票支持唐纳德特朗普，后来对总统感到非常失望。
Donald Trump said that he had a vision for the country, and he was talking about all the problems that we were having, but he was putting the completely wrong answers.
杨安泽嘅支持者罗素彼得森话：特朗普讲佢对国家有远见，而且佢喺谈论大家正在遭遇嘅所有问题，但系佢提出嘅答案完全错误。他们对特朗普总统的失望并不寻常，因为随着2020年大选的接近，大多数共和党人仍然坚守特朗普的阵营。不过这两位找到了一个新候选人杨安泽。
We heard him probably last June or a little bit before, and I looked at my wife and I said, does he make as much sense to you as he does to me? And she said, yep.
杨安泽的支持者罗素彼得森说，他们大概是去年六月或者更早一些听讲他的。彼得森看着他的太太说，我觉得杨安泽讲得有道理，你亦都有同感啊。而他的太太回答说，没错。杨安泽吸引他们是因为他的招牌政策自由红利。他保证所有的美国人每个月都有$1,000的基本收入。而他们研究得越多就觉得这个越有道理。
Know that I never heard of universal basic income at all, and then when we started looking into it, it's been this idea that's been around for a long time.
彼得森话佢从来都冇听过全套基本收入。后嚟佢哋开始研究嘅时候，发现呢一个谂法已经存在好耐。
Oh, I know the first time you heard that, it sounded like a gimmick, too good to be true, would never happen. But this is not my idea, and it's not a new idea.
民主党总统参选人杨安泽话：哦，我知道，乍听之下呢个好似系个噱头。好到难以置信，根本唔可能成为事实。但系呢个并唔系杨安泽谂出嚟嘅主意，亦都唔系新点子。美国立国元老之一嘅托马斯佩恩称佢为所有美国人嘅公民红利，但系杨安泽嘅民调数字只有3%左右，仲唔到参加最近一次辩论嘅门槛。因此呢一个团队开始上路，努力争取对他们的候选人的支持。
We know that the Yang Gang is going to come out and vote in the primaries.
In mass.
Every single one of us.
彼得森说他们知道支持杨安泽的铁杆粉丝将倾巢而出。他们认为杨安泽的计划是有意帮助别人的大多数候选人当中唯一实在的方法之一。
We call it the broke folk vote. And we see a policy like the freedom dividend. And we see how that could help so many families.
彼得森说他们称他作穷人选票，大家看到一个好像自由红利这样的政策，并且看到了这一项政策可以帮助这么多的家庭。因为彼得森说他认识的大多数人都是靠工资勉强糊口的月光族。在线就业公司 Career Builder 的数据显示 78% 的美国人过的是月光族的生活，而对于彼得森一家来说，杨安泽的计划将大大的改变他们的生活。
Well, the first month, I've already pledged to donate to a charity. So after that, it's going to go towards bills, and we can probably afford to eat.
彼得森最后话：咁样啦，头一个月佢已经承诺要捐俾一个慈善机构，因此后来咧要佢用嚟清付账单，而且佢哋可能负担得起有机食物，仲可能要少食一啲肉。喺竞争嘅现阶段，杨安泽非常唔被睇好，但系。对这两位特朗普的前支持者来说，杨安泽是唯一拥有伟大想法的候选人。美国之音记者方正的报道。